I have a special guest in the studio with me this morning. She's got her birthday hat on. Happy birthday, Maria Culture. Hi, Maria.
Thank you very much, Mark.
Not every day that you can be on the radio on your birthday.
I know. Something went just absolutely right. The stars aligned properly. And so now all of your Charlotte FM audience knows exactly how important this day is.
That's right. Thanks to Facebook, I found out like 5:30 this morning. I said, well, Maria's celebrating a birthday.
That's right. What well, would we do birthday. Without the Facebook rememberings, right?
There you go. Well, you're here for not necessarily for your birthday. You're here today representing your local St. Stephen Milltown Rotary Club. And you're a proud Rotarian. By the way, how long have you been on the Rotary Club? Few years.
Close to 30.
Close to 30. Wow. The Rotary Club does so much great work for our area. A lot of people don't realize how much the Rotary Club does.
Well, you know, I was at a different sort of meeting yesterday, but the line that was used that I think I will also use for Rotary is, we keep our community healthy.
Yes.
And by that, Rotary raises money, and that's probably how most people think of it.
Yeah,
you know, that they're raising money. They sell our $100 super draw cards.
That's right. Tickets are going to be on sale soon, I hear.
Actually, probably next week.
Yeah.
You know, like it's just sort of and that raises money, and so then you say, well, what do you do with it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in a strange sort of way, we keep our community healthy because we give to the entities in our community that look after us.
Exactly.
You know, it just, we have a fundraiser coming up, the community does, for the hospital foundation.
Right.
Well, Rotary puts a little bit of money into that
because
that's part of community. If there is a special drive for special things that happen in the healthcare field, Rotary's always there. They support Transition House, and that supports families like you wouldn't believe. The Volunteer Center and what it does in the way of food, that is incredible support that has been given over the years by Rotary.
And Rotary has a food drive coming up very soon about
that's
that.
That's right. It's our Thanksgiving food drive. Yeah. Fill that truck, because this year they sure need it.
They sure do.
And the Neighborhood Works is sort of the newest entity in that.
Yep.
And yet what Neighborhood Works does for people who are much more disadvantaged than you and I are is helpful. And Rotary helps there.
Yep.
And then there are scholarships.
Yep.
There are bursaries. There are works that are done for things like when St. Andrews did the refurbing of that playground.
Right.
Rotary put money into that.
Exactly.
No, and all of those things are keeping our community healthy mentally, physically, just psychologically.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's a good segue into the event that we're really here to talk about today.
That's right.
And that's the upcoming walk run. It's this Sunday.
It is. It's this Sunday. It's always on a Sunday because it's a good day to get families out.
Exactly.
Because everybody works these days.
Yep.
Everybody. And it just, so there's never a really good day. So, but Sunday is the best day. And so because people who do go to church on Sunday will be free by the time you're running around in this particular case, Skidong Nature Park and the roads near it.
That's the ideal location for the Rotary Run Walk, down at the Skidong Nature Park. It's been down there before.
Oh, yes, for years it was there. And then we switched into town, and that worked really quite well. But it was we've been on hiatus. Everything's been on hiatus because of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is our first physical run walk since 2019.
Wow. Well, let's make it a big one. Make it a big one.
Yes.
So it's this Sunday down at Skidong Nature Park, Todd's Point Road. Now, a portion of it is actually going to be on that Todd's Point Road.
Yes, it is. This event is divided into two sections.
Right.
There's a section for students. All right.
Okay.
And that is boys and girls from kindergarten through to grade 8.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And that run is in the park itself.
Okay.
I mean, the starting point is right there in front of that main building
right.
on the park. And for the kids run, they run down to the original Wiganong Cottage
okay.
and back.
Right down close to the water from
That's
there.
Right.
Yep.
And that's 800 meters, and that race starts at 9 a.m.
9 o'clock.
Okay. And so, and there's a $15 fee per student. Okay.
And some of the runners are going to be getting T-shirts as well, I see.
Oh, listen, all runners.
All runners.
Everybody.
Awesome.
Children, students, young people, older people, everybody.
So you have all kinds of sizes in there.
That's right.
All
okay.
Right.
And so that's the tangible thing that you get for registering for the Rotary Run Walk.
Nice.
The intangible thing that you get is a bit of exercise and mm-hmm. some social time with other people who are trying just as hard as you are to win.
Exactly.
there are medals for the top three in each category.
Right.
It's divided boys and girls. There's a girls, there's a K to 2, a 3 to 5, and a 6 to 8 grade
okay.
levels. Okay. That's the student run at 9 a.m. at Ganong Nature Park on Todd's Point Road.
Right.
Now, there's water and milk and snacks for everybody
okay.
because you need to power up after you've done all of that running.
Right.
Okay. And medals for the top three in each category, as I said. Now, the adult run is 5 kilometers.
Okay.
And it starts right there under the gantry.
Right.
We have a Rotary Run Walk gantry
mm-hmm.
that's the starting and ending point. And it starts there, and then it runs out of the park down
okay.
the Todd's Point Road for 2.5 kilometers and turns around and comes back.
So 5K right. total.
5K total. And that adult run starts at 10:30.
And that is a run or a walk as well? You can go at your own speed?
Okay, we'll do the run first.
Okay.
Okay, the thing is, there is a run, all right, and there are two categories for the adults.
Okay.
From grade 9 up to people who are 30 years old.
All right.
Okay. So if you're a slow learner, that's your area.
Okay.
All right. Then there is adults over 30.
All right.
Okay.
I fall in that category.
Yes. If I were still running, so would I. I do well to walk these days. Now, the adults also get a T-shirt.
Okay.
Okay? The adult fee is $25.
Okay.
Now, I have mentioned these fees. You can pay at the event.
Okay.
I mean, Kelly Kurtz Johnson and I are there at registration, and I think Richard Fulton's probably handling the cash.
Right.
We get to do the paperwork instead.
Should people sign up ahead of time, though? Or
oh, yes, they can.
Okay.
But the only way they can sign up ahead of time is through two running organizations.
Right.
Okay.
And that's
Run
at
New Brunswick. Okay. And for Run New Brunswick, it's events.runnb.ca
okay.
or The Running Room, therunningroomaltogether.com.
All
Either
right.
one of those places, you can register online, okay? And if you register between now and then. But
absolutely, somebody wakes up Sunday morning, say they want to be a part of this event, they can just
listen,
go
come,
to the Ganong Nature
exactly.
Park.
Exactly. But one, the other thing, too, is that if you're not into running, but you are into some outside fresh air and
yep.
some walking,
mm-hmm.
and you want to do something to support the event,
right.
all right, it's an all-ages 5-kilometer fun walk by donation.
Okay.
All right?
Nice.
And so you don't get the T-shirt because you're not a registered runner,
right.
but you do get the opportunity to spend some time walking and to support this event. The reason that you support this event in the end, and it's the reason why Rotary does it, is because we have a charity arm, and the funds from this go into our charity arm, and
yep.
that charity arm supports the breakfast programs in 13 schools in Charlotte County.
That's amazing.
You know, all of the schools in Charlotte County get support from this run walk. And that's very, very important.
It is. It is. And we should highlight the gold sponsors. Do you have the list of those
yes,
gold sponsors there?
Oh, yes, I certainly do. You know, the sponsorship letters went out this year early, and they went out throughout the community in Charlotte County. And in total, we have 28 sponsors.
Wow.
But the gold ones really, you know, that terrible term, they coughed up really well.
They stepped up to the plate.
I like your terminology so much better. It just sort of. And those five gold sponsors are L.K. Toombs, the accounting firm, Ganong, the candy firm, Araco, the building wood firm, Eastern Charlotte Waterways, because our waterways are important.
It is.
And Coastal Graphics, because we live now in a world where graphics are important.
Yep.
And, of course, they did the graphics for our T-shirts as
well.
Nice.
Awesome. That's
all right.
Good.
So L.K. Toombs, Ganong, Araco, Eastern Charlotte Waterways, and Coastal Graphics. I mean, here's a hats off to you. I'm sending you my very, very best wishes on my very special day because they've been wonderful. We do have 8 silver sponsors and 15 bronze sponsors.
Okay.
So the community as a whole, the businesses in our community have stepped up and provided money. And with those sponsorships, we can afford to give you T-shirts snacks and snacks and water, you know, afterwards, and medals. But that does not use up all of the sponsorship money. That sponsorship money goes into this fund for the breakfast programs of the 13 schools in Charlotte County.
That is awesome. That is awesome. More event information to do with the Rotary Run Walk is on our website at charlottefm.ca, and as well the Rotary website, because you guys have your own website. It's rotarysm.ca. Great information on there in general about the Run Walk and about Rotary too, because you guys are always looking for more members to join the Rotary.
Well, yes, we are. And anybody who believes in the health of our community and in feels that they can do some small part in making sure that our community continues healthy. Yeah. And I think when I think about that, I also think about visually. You know, we are so visually driven in our world, and whatever is done to make things look better for us all is very, very important. That's all part of our overall psychological and mental health. And to that end, the Rotary Club joined with other service clubs in this community over the course of this week, at last week and this week, to do some cleanup. So there were Rotarians out cleaning up the bits of garbage that are on the streets.
Yeah.
And so that's another aspect of keeping us all healthy and happy and smiling.
Well, thank you very much, Maria, for coming on today. We're running short on time. But once again, let's tell everybody again, the Rotary Run Walk. And it's this Sunday, September 24th at the Ganong Nature Park. Now, for the youth, it starts right around 9 a.m., and you should be there a little early. How long in advance does it take to register? Just a few minutes, really?
Well, if we hope for a rush, so you want to be there half an hour early.
Okay, half hour early. There you go. And then the adult run is going to be at 10:30.
Correct.
More details on our website, charlottefm.ca, and also check out the Rotary website at www.rotarysm.ca. .ca stands for St. Stephen Milltown.
Thank you, Mark, for
Thank
this
you,
time.
Maria. You're welcome. Happy birthday again.
Oh, my goodness.
If you start me up.